On the morning of its first birthday, a child was found floating in a cello case in the middle of the English Channel. It was the only living thing for miles. Just the baby, and some dining room chairs, and the tip of a ship disappearing into the ocean. There had been music in the dining hall, and it was music so loud and so good that nobody had noticed the water flooding in over the carpet. The violins went on sawing for some time after the screaming had begun. Sometimes the shriek of a passenger would duet with the high C. The baby was found wrapped for warmth in the musical score of a Beethoven symphony. It had drifted almost a mile from the ship and was the last to be rescued. The man who lifted it into the rescue boat was a fellow passenger and a scholar. It is a scholar's job to notice things. He noticed it was a girl, with hair the colour of lightning and the smile of a shy person. Think of nighttime with a speaking voice. Or think how moonlight might talk. Or think of ink, if ink had vocal cords. Give those things a narrow, aristocratic face with hooked eyebrows and long arms and legs. And that is what the baby saw as she was lifted out of a cello case and up into safety. His name was Charles Maxim, and he determined, as he held her in his large hands, at arm's length, as he would a leaky flower pot, that he would keep her.